Hey there, thanks for listening and welcome to the Marketing Matchmaker Podcast. If you're looking to grow your business, increase your revenue, and scale your impact, all while staying true to who you are and the people you serve, this is the show for you. I'm Jennifer Tamborski, digital marketing strategist, fractional CMO, and founder of Virtual Marketing Experts. My team and I work with six and seven figure coaches, consultants, and online entrepreneurs who are tired of playing the guru game of one size fits all marketing. They're ready to create a business and marketing strategy that actually builds relationships with their ideal clients, creates massive shifts in their business, and rapidly increases their revenue. As your marketing matchmaker, I'm going to help you find the perfect marketing match for you. This show will teach you how to reach your ideal client, connect with your audience, build that perfect relationship, and generate more revenue, all through a process I like to call dating your ideal client. Now let's go have some fun. Hey there, welcome back to Marketing Matchmaker. Today, I wanted to chat about scaling or failing in your business. I've actually created a fantastic quiz that I've been working on for the last couple of weeks to help you determine if you're ready to scale or fail. So head over to mmquiz.com to take that quiz. And as I was developing this quiz, I started really thinking about how much there is to cover and decided to create an episode that's dedicated to scaling. What I want to start with today is really defining what I mean by scaling. So for me, when I talk about scaling, I'm really referring to just growing your business beyond where it's at right now. So for some, it could be looking at your revenue and wanting to go from zero to 50,000 or from 50,000 to 100,000 or even 500,000 to a million and beyond. And for others, it could be different goals like increasing your sales to your warm audience or moving from organic traffic to paid ads or increasing your ad spends to bring in more revenue. Wherever you are in your business right now, there's going to be a point where you want to begin to scale. And anytime you start scaling, there could be pitfalls along the way. However, what I know is that if you have the same five key elements, it will make scaling for you much easier. So today I'm going to dive into those five elements that you must have in order to scale your business. So the first element is a solid foundation. The number one thing every business owner should have is a solid foundation. This starts with what I call a proof of concept. Really what this means is that you have a core offer that you have successfully sold and that clients are getting amazing results from. Because let's be honest here, if you don't have a solid product, service, or solution to sell, well, you really don't have a business. And that means there's nothing to scale. Beyond having that solid product, service, or solution that you sell, you really want to also have a consistent and cohesive brand, which means having a clear message throughout all of your marketing. One of the first challenges I see with so many online business owners is finding that specific message that resonates with the right audience. It's easy to spend time and energy trying to attract anyone and everyone. And this is a big problem. The reality is when you're trying to talk to everyone and anyone, no one's actually listening. I often see people doing things with their marketing that has no real strategy behind it. They may have multiple funnels or multiple promotions or strategies that they're trying to use. And it ends up being more like throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks. This type of marketing is where people often end up failing instead of scaling. If this sounds familiar, I'd really advise you to reevaluate your marketing strategy. really look at what it is you're producing, what your message is, who your ideal client is, and you know what your product, service, or solution is. Beyond that, look at your numbers. See what's worked in the past. When you focus on one funnel, one strategy, one message, it really allows you to optimize what's working and notice those small, intricate pieces of your marketing that isn't. You're then able to do more of what works, which allows you to be able to scale more quickly, effectively, and easily. So creating a marketing message that really speaks to your ideal customer is the first step in scaling your business. The next area when we're talking about scaling is funnels. And I know I've touched on funnels in several episodes. The reality is, without a funnel, it's incredibly hard to scale, especially for those that are going to high six and seven figures. For instance, I have a client. I love her dearly. She has been building a business offline for a decade and has already reached seven figures without touching digital marketing. And that's amazing. However, when you go online with your business, it is impossible to grow and scale without a funnel. Let's just think about it. If you're trying to reach out to thousands of people, how are you going to do that manually? All of your time would be focused just on reaching out. You would never have time to actually deliver the product, service, or solution. And we all know that sometimes people really need to know you for a little bit before they're ready to buy. Our sales cycle varies based on our business. The easiest way to accomplish building that know, like, and trust is by creating that automated system that establishes you as an expert while providing your audience with valuable information. This is what we're building for the client I was just talking about. We build her a funnel using those techniques that work so well for her offline and bring it online. That then allows her to connect with thousands of people rather than the hundreds that she was connecting with before. It broadens her reach and allows us to scale to multiple six figures in her business. This leads into follow-up, right? While funnels definitely contain parts of follow-up, they're not the end of your follow-up. Funnels bring people onto your list. And once they're there, it's your job to then create a system that will help you to follow up with that prospect. You really want to make connection the goal. What is it that you can deliver to your audience that will help them into the next step of buying with you? Knowing the results that your ideal client wants and designing content to help them realize that you are able to provide them with that desire really helps to create a success story in your business. There are so many ways to do this: writing excellent content, doing a podcast, doing lives. All of them provide you with ways to help to transform your audience's thinking and bring them into your product, service, or solution and be able to scale in a way that is authentic and effortless for you. And this really is where experimentation comes in. When you play with the ways that you show up best and the ways that your audience is most responsive, it really helps to create this seamless process that leads them from introduction through commitment and into keeping the romance alive, those stages of your marketing strategy. When we have our foundation, our funnels, and our follow-up in place, we are better able to start generating quality leads that will be ready to take the next step. To grow our business, we have to show up, but we don't have to show up everywhere. Just pick one place to show up and be consistent with that. That really does help to develop you as that expert, which then starts generating leads. When we have our foundation funnels and follow-up in place, we're better able to start generating quality leads that will be ready to take that next step. So whether that's through Facebook Lives or podcast, organic traffic, putting yourself out there will allow you to start connecting with an audience and generating leads that, when nurtured, will turn into your ideal client. And as you start to really scale, you're most likely going to want to bring paid traffic into the mix. This really allows you to broaden your base. That being said, remember that you are generally starting with cold traffic when it comes to ads. You know, those people that may not know they have a problem, they don't know that you exist, and they certainly don't know that you have a solution to their problem. So when you're targeting that cold traffic, it means that it is even more important to have your messaging, your funnels, and your follow-up in place and being crystal clear on who you serve so that you are able to get that quality leads and traffic. Lastly, I will say most important aspect of scaling is being 100% committed. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Marketing is both an art and a science, which means that you're going to be testing and tweaking things as you go along. Reality is you're always testing and tweaking your marketing and your funnels and your follow-up to see what is going to work best. And I know it's really easy to give up on the process if we don't see immediate results, right? We are a whole world of instant gratification. However, when you start bringing cold traffic into your marketing and into your funnels, you're often going to be able to figure out how to replicate the journey of nurturing that makes sense for people who have no idea who you are. And this sometimes means going back to your foundation, going back to your funnels, and going back to your follow-up, and really looking at where people are following off. Where are they not connecting? This process can take time. And too often, I see business owners give up right before they have that explosion of business. It can be frustrating to not see immediate results, and knowing that we're putting together a cohesive system that will work long term is going to be such a better place for you to be. So this is where your commitment must come in. If you've never ventured out into cold traffic, know that it's going to take time, energy, and commitment to make it successful. Creating a scalable system can really take months. However, once you've done it, your ability to grow is limitless.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Matchmaker podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear your feedback. Please head over to iTunes and leave a review so we can hear from you. And if you are a coach, consultant, or online course creator who are looking to grow your business, increase your income, and scale your impact, connect with me at yourmarketingmatchmaker.com. I look forward to hearing from you.